In this bulletin, 9 detainees quietly freed from Melbourne's Park Hotel. An unidentified military drone crashes in Zagreb. And in sport, Jordan Dugowie to donate money to the Salvation Army as part of his punishment for a drunken incident in New York. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. But first, attention is slowly turning from rescue to recovery as floodwaters recede across New South Wales. In Sydney's Hawkesbury Nepean region, moderate flooding is still occurring on the Hawkesbury River at North Richmond and Windsor, but the river has receded from major flood levels after peaking at just above 14 metres at North Richmond on Wednesday morning. The first 20 motorhomes to provide temporary accommodation for residents are due to arrive in the region on Sunday, with 100 more to follow. 9 people have reportedly been released from Melbourne's Park Hotel after 9 years of detention. 8 are said to have been given bridging visas and 1 a community detention visa. The news broke late on Friday night and was confirmed by Refugee Voices, an organisation which helps fight for the fair treatment of refugees in Australia. But the organisation says there are still 18 people detained in the facility. Melbourne's Park Hotel became notorious early this year when tennis world number 1 Novak Djokovic was detained there after his failure to comply with COVID-19 and visa requirements. National Cabinet has agreed to support the scrapping of quarantine requirements for all close contacts of COVID-19 cases as soon as possible and to move away from PCR testing. The Cabinet has also agreed to encourage healthy people with mild illness to undertake voluntary self-isolation if they are symptomatic. The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee is now urgently reviewing both measures. At least 1 person has been killed in a Russian military strike in 2 Ukrainian towns. The towns that were hit, Lutsk and Ivano-Frankivsk, are only 130 kilometres from Lviv, the city that has become a refuge for Ukrainians fleeing war in the rest of the country and a hub for global humanitarian aid. Lutsk Mayor Ior Polishuk has said a failed alert system had fatal repercussions.
Dear citizens of Lugansk, dear residents of the community, unfortunately, I cannot tell you good news this morning. Today, at approximately 5:40 a.m, 3 explosions were heard. 3 missiles hit our military airfield. There is 1 victim. Information about the injured and the severity of their injuries is being clarified. The State Emergency Service is working on the spot. I want to say that the alert system did not work at all. The alert system operated by the Armed Forces of Ukraine. The Military Civil Administration and the military will find out why the alert system did not work.
Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković says an unidentified military drone has crashed in Zagreb on Friday. He says the aircraft was Russian manufactured, but it is not yet known whether it's from the Russian or Ukrainian army.
According to the information I have so far, this flying object was Russian manufactured. We're not sure whether it belongs to the Russian or Ukrainian army. The flying object arrived in Croatia from the direction of Hungary, and according to Hungarian Prime Minister Orban, it arrived to Hungary from the direction of Romania. Why did all this happen? Was it someone's mistake? Did someone lose control of the object? We just can't say right now. What we know is that it was flying for several minutes in Croatian airspace and then crashed in Zagreb.
A memorial service has been held to mark 11 years since a meltdown at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant. The governor of Fukushima, Masao Uchibori, paid tribute to those affected by the disaster at the service in the prefecture.
There are still many difficult challenges, like many people are still living in evacuation, decommissioning and contaminated water, measures against treated water, dealing with difficult to return to areas, problem with rumours and fading memories, recovery from frequent natural disasters and COVID-19. Reconstruction has still a long way to go.
The meltdown was caused when a tsunami hit Japan's northern Pacific coast and caused a catastrophic meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi facility. The tsunami itself had been triggered by a magnitude 9.0 earthquake. to sport, and Collingwood star Jordan De Goey will make a $10,000 donation to charity as part of his punishment for a drunken incident in New York last year. De Goey was ejected from a US nightclub after being accused of harassment, which eventually led to his arrest. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, also 29. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25 degrees. Newcastle, a possible shower, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, showers, 33 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, and 33. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.